Thank you so much, Rich, for joining the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Blessed. Great to be here, Favor.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I'm so excited for what you're about to give us in a short amount of time, just to let people know and charge them, you know, with how they can be able to build an impactful, driven brand in 7 steps that can at least take them to the next level. So before we even get there, please let us know who you are, what you've been able to do, and why you so passionate, that's what I was looking for, about branding.
Well, it's been quite a roadmap, but I'll give you the short version. Today, you're listening, I work with individuals who are driven to make an impact on other people or on the world in some way through what they do, their business, their gift. They might even feel it's a calling, but they don't know branding. They struggle with it. They might not trust it. They know they need it because the world tells them they need it. Everybody wants to sell them marketing services, tells them it's good for their branding, but they don't know what branding is and they don't know how to define it. I've been teaching the process of branding for 46 years. I've also been married for 46 years, so I'm kind of double blessed. And so today I work with individuals. Most of my career was with large companies, so a couple of decades sitting on global brand teams. I had partners in 21 countries. I'm a certified global branding consultant. I'm trained in neurolinguistics programming as a certified trainer. And you know, in the big branding business, you have a little bit of the year to deal with the company and how its brand is congruent with what it needs to do to be successful at its business strategy. And we would sit down with executives and teach them the process and the steps that we need to go through to assess the brand, look at how they consider themselves, look at how the world considers themselves, fix the gaps, and that whole thing. So I was addicted to my job. I did it for 20 years. When I turned 50, I literally changed my prayer and said, Lord, I don't think this is why I'm here. I think I'm feeling like I'm gonna have a heart attack if I keep going this way. So I'm resigning this addictive career to reshape my life. And a few years later, people started asking me to help them with their individual brands. And I explained to them, I don't do that anymore. And they explained to me that I never stopped. I'm in all these networking groups because I'm a consummate networker. And they said, no, everybody uses your stuff. We use the language you come up with. We love what you do. It's like, and I want to pay you. And I was like, what it came to me that when we pull from an individual's heart, what they clearly see for those whose lives they know they'll impact, we can create and language and define a brand they must become that's purely them, in order to make those impacts. And when you do that, you get to those impacts faster, you get to the abundance faster, and it creates a platform outside of your job, because look, our jobs, our livelihoods are not why we're here. They're a vehicle. We're all made by God for a purpose. So when you use this branding to build that platform, now you have a platform from which you can more easily step into your purpose. And that's why I'm back in branding, because helping people pull from their hearts the clarity they see about impacting others, God put those desire for impact in their hearts. So this is God's work. And I literally speak to certain audiences about when does branding become God's work. So this doesn't have to be a God thing for you, but branding is powerful. I've been doing it for 46 years and now I do it with individuals. So it's a gift. And the beautiful thing for me is it doesn't feel like work. It feels like love. And that's how I know that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Hopefully that gives you a running start.
It does. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much. And I think what you did there was to coin what I said as a passion, as something you love. Because a passion, if you're passionate about it, you love what you're doing. And you know, there's a rich saying here that, you know, love what you're doing and do what you love. Because when you do it the best way possible, you get the best outcome for it.
You know, you're absolutely right. The reality with many people is they know what they might have been doing it for 20 years, but they want to take it to another level, and they don't know how to do that. They'll even say things like, we need better ways to say what we do because we're not getting credit for what makes us outstanding, or we don't know how to position ourselves to get paid what we're worth. You know, or someone's been doing something for 30 years and they stop and they go, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing what I love, but I need a brand. You know, either of those, they're driven by what they want to do because they have a passion to do it. And if it's about others, if it's about making the world a better place, making people's lives easier, making businesses more efficient, if it's about touching others in some impactful way, I mean, it could be integrating software to help a manufacturer become an intelligent enterprise because they'll know it'll change the nature of competition. It's like, but that's if they're driven by impact, this is powerful, and it's just steps. People don't know that. They're not trained in branding, and it's a relief to find someone who can heart connect and listen deeply and turn it into powerful language that's unique, that transfers energy and makes them magnetic in a way that they race to their impacts and get to the abundance faster and be able to step into their purpose. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. That's big. That's really big. I think this is a point that a lot of people are asking themselves. Okay, I have a brand, and sometimes people think my brand is a logo, and that is a false statement, because a logo could be anything. It could be a symbol, but what represents that logo is the messaging. So within these seven steps, you know, how does someone take these seven steps and build an impactful driven brand, you know, using your experience and the time you've spent with both corporate and also individual that have built their own brands individually?
Well, it's a step at a time. That's why we call it steps. It's iterative and moves from one thing to another. And when we work with people, we use a tracking device so they know where they are on each step and at what percentage they're, you know, so they don't lose track. So often the very first step is to close your eyes. If you're listening, you can do this with your eyes closed. The first and second step, close your eyes and imagine your brand, what you see doing, even if you're not thriving now, see it thriving. If you're doing something you've done for years, picture it thriving on that next level. What are you doing? Are you teaching others what you do and passing it on? Are you speaking to increasingly large audiences? Are you coaching or training? Do you have a voice and an image, a video that's on media of different kinds, so you're expanding your reach? What are you doing? Are you writing books to put stakes in the ground to move your brand forward toward where it needs to go? Like, what do you see yourself doing? Just imagine it. And then ask your heart for one type of person that you clearly see impacting, and kind of paint a picture of that person, and then write down the levels of impacts you clearly see in your mind's eye having on that person. Do you just change the way they see themselves? Do you give them a new mindset or skill set? Do they start doing things differently and get different results? Do they start sharing and teaching? Do they affect the community? What are the highest level impacts that you can see having on an individual, a type of individual, through your work? And then ask your heart for another one. When you do that, I am telling you, the process of defining and languaging a brand that is purely you, that gives you access to who you really are, your own authenticity. It doesn't have to be some brand somebody slaps on you, comes up, and now you have to think you have to become it. It doesn't work that way. When you want to make an impact, when you see the impact you want to make, that brand needs to come from inside you. And so the how is, my book is coming out, Impact Driven Branding, 7 Steps to Ensure Your Brand Impacts People's Lives. Look, it is not a book about branding. It's a how-to book, okay? It's like, take this book, do step one, okay? And then I do QR codes in there, so you'll hear my heart in addition to this strategically, you know, driven animal, the consultant guy who's been doing this for 46 years, we box those statements, you know, those are the rich brand nuggets. Use your number one message hierarchy message to overcome your number one barrier. You know, you'll get those rich strategy nuggets, you know, from that voice, but the other voice is a voice that's a heart connecting voice that really cares about you making your impacts on those whom you really see clearly impact, and you really want to impact them sooner, faster, broader. When your brand has the clarity that this process gives it, it's a foundation of clarity. The way you see to the people you want to impact, this is what I see for you. When you paint that picture clearly with words and pictures for those whom you target, if you will, those whom you want to attract, it is a magnet. Words have such power, and consistent language that transfers energy makes a brand come alive. Look, most brands fall flat. They just fall flat. You know, you know what I mean? You've been to a networking group, or somebody says, what do you do? And you say so, and they go, oh yeah, that's nice. Fall flat. Or oh good, yeah, oh yeah. And but come alive is when they tilt their head on their side, they go, whoa, listen, I gotta go, but can I have your card? Or, well, yeah, I want that, well, what's in there? So if the woman speaking at the Rapid Business Growth Conference next year is an expert at simplifying the critical tech and accounting decisions necessary for your business to reach millions, oh wow, I think we need that. Okay, so you bake into how you say your uniqueness is an intangible brand promise that people, they might not even know what it is. Body intelligent yoga. Oh, I want that. What's in there? You know, that attracts them so that you get credit for what makes you outstanding in your own unique way. And it's purely you. It's not contrived to be some thing you have to become. It's written to get you credit for what makes you outstanding. So it's a different mindset than most people have about branding. They think branding is something that gets slapped on them and they have to become it. But that's not the way it needs to be, and it's not the way it should be. And you don't need a guru, and you don't need fancy, entrancing branding language, and we've all heard it.
So true.
You asked me about how people can connect or get something to get started. Our website is just richbrands.org. Don't mess the ORG, that's important. Rich Brands, R-I-C-H, my name, Brands, BRANDS.ORG. Right there on the homepage, it offers you our free branding frequently asked questions straight talk videos. It's 8 videos, 18 minutes total. It answers frequently asked questions. It's a great place to start. And the other offer is get on my calendar and tell me about you. Most people that do what I do, and there's very few, or on a beach or a yacht. I'm on Zoom. All over the world, and I want you to touch people's lives faster through what you do.
So true. Thank you so much, Rich, for enlightening us and giving us these gems. You know, I definitely want to bring you back onto the amazing show so you can give us a little bit more, especially when the book is out. And a lot of people can definitely.
I would love to.
Yeah, of course.
I just started a podcast, which you'll see on the homepage of our website too. It's called the Impact Brand Doctor Podcast.
Okay.
For people who are feel, you know, they've been doing something for a long time, but they're stuck at the gate to the next level of their brand, and it feels like the gate's locked, and they don't know how to build those stairs to get there. I say, you know, bring your vision and your challenges right here to the Impact Brand Doctor Podcast. So I love to have guests who want to talk about the challenge they have to get credit for what they do. And it could be anything from, you know, your podcast to some business that most people just don't understand. And that's part of the problem. Or everybody thinks you're the same as everybody else. You're a coach, and they go, oh, that's not you're a coach. Yeah, there's a lot of coaches. Yeah. Right. You know, financial advisor. Oh, financial. You know, let's make sure that your umbrella brand that stands for everything you are is so clear nobody can copy it. And it just comes alive and stands for what you do.
So true.
I would love to come back and share more. So many people need this and don't know that it's even available.
That is correct. That is so, so true. Thank you so much, Rich, for joining us today. And I can't wait to bring you back for sure. And this is just the tip of the iceberg for a lot of you who are listening. So you can just take this information, run with it, write down your goals, and be very specific on what you want. And by the time you listen to Rich again, I'm sure you'd be able to capitalize on what he says because you've been able to take action. So I appreciate you for being here. Until next time, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you too.